It's Kids Kids Day on the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Hey, it's Ariana Grande, and you're listening to Kids Kids Day. Call now.
I'm sitting here with the Eurocash family, who last year we did a big reveal at the school, and the entire school came in for an assembly that we told you was about
the Constitution. Constitution Day.
Mm-hmm. And JC was there, and he said, "You're going to Disney World!" And everybody was so excited, and you were ready to go. And then it was time to go to Disney World, and what happened?
And the day before the trip, Penny spiked a fever, and we had to go to the emergency room. And her blood counts were too low for them to safely let us go. It was kind of up in the air for a little bit, but then the decision was made that we just couldn't risk it. So
there's been a lot of stuff going on in the last year. Can you give me a quick summary of what's been going on between then and now?
The last year has just really been Penny getting stronger, getting healthier. She still has treatment. She still gets her treatment. But she's in a much better place. Our family's in a much better place this year.
How was it for you guys as the parents, like, to have that fun family vacation, once-of-a-lifetime thing to look forward to, and then all of a sudden, wham, it's not happening?
It was really hard. It was really emotional, especially because we were inpatient. So it's like you just sit there at the hospital and you have to just, oh, they're probably getting on the plane now. Like, you know, and those were things that the kids would say out loud. And I'd be like, oh, but it's okay. But inside, I was just like, God, this is not fair. It just wasn't fair. That's how I felt.
But then you can kind of use it as a, I would assume that they told you, okay, well, it didn't happen this year, so we're going to keep you guys on the list for next year. So you can use that as a motivation to keep them excited. And, you know, you got to get healthy. You got to keep this going so that we can go next year.
And they told us that immediately. So it was nice to be able to tell the kids that when they were upset or when they, you know, when they would talk about it, to say, you know what, we're going to be able to go next year. And now it's really happening. So it's really exciting.
Come here. Come here, Penny. Can I talk to you for a second? You have had to wait for a really, really, really long time to go to Disney World. You know that you're planning on going in just a couple months. How do you feel about that?
Good.
What are you excited about?
Splash Mountain.
Okay, and do you listen to the Kid Craddock Morning Show ever?
Yes.
If you could pick one member of the show to ride Splash Mountain with, Kelly, JC, Big Al, or Jenna, who would you want to ride it with?
JC.
And why is that?
He's funny.
Funny looking?
Yes.
He is.
My name is Penny and I'm going to Disney World. Thanks, kids.
So good to hear from Penny.
My goal is to win Penny over now because
no,
you know,
Kelly.
Yeah. JC, what is my favorite ride at Disney
Splash
World?
Splash Mountain.
Mm-hmm. My fingers were crossed so hard I think I broke my index finger.
You can come with us. You can come with us. Shannon, you got to talk to Penny. She gained weight. She's healthy enough to go on this year's trip, right?
Yeah, and if you were watching Kid TV, you saw, I just got that picture of her. She's sitting by her radio waiting to, that was her just right now.
Yeah.
Penny.
That's this morning. She's listening to the radio.
Okay. Penny,
yeah.
I can't wait to ride Splash Mountain with you. Please don't hang out with Kelly.
Penny, I can't wait to steal your affection away from JC.
Penny, please don't listen to Kelly.
Penny, there's another guy on the show too, Penny, just in case, you know. I'm available for other rides.
I am not going to fight for Penny's affections because there will hopefully be 59 others.
Yes. I want all the kids to
I know that you
want. I want all 60 of them.
If you
want
to help us.
I want to be loved by all 60.
If you want to help us take Penny to Disney World this year, because she wasn't able to go last year, and she had to fight this year, and she got strong, she gained weight.
This is a really good kid to get to go. That's great.
You can call the Southwest Airlines donation hotline. It's 888-SWA-KIDZ.
Mm-hmm.
888-792-5439. We have people standing by.
They're
ready
standing
to take your
by
call.
Now they got a big group of volunteers. These are Southwest Airline employees, but they're volunteering their time today, this morning, all the way up until 1 o'clock this afternoon, Central Time, to sit in this big bullpen of a room just as a phone bank for us, for kids.
And back to the Eurocash family, because last year I revealed to them that they were going on the trip at school.
You did like an assembly, right?
Both parents are teachers there, and both kids go to the school. It was perfect because everybody was going to be in the same room at the same time.
Yeah, the whole school. We got the entire school.
So I'm sorry, Shannon.
The entire school. And so for one whole year, the parents have had something that they've had on their mind that they have not told us about. One big mess up that JC did.
It wasn't a mess up. I was just trying to get audio.
No, it was a huge mess up.
What?
That led to hundreds of kids crying.
I'm not the only one that's messed up on a kid.
The only kid that loves me at that school is Penny, I think, her brother.
Penny and her brother. Yeah, we do, actually. This is the audio that led to hundreds of kindergartners crying.
Hundreds
that should have been excited because they were going to get to go to Disney World, having to console these kindergartners because they weren't so excited.
I'm just getting audio for the show, Al.
So here's where JC messed up.
Okay.
So when I count to three, we're going to scream along with Penny, okay? One, two, three. We're going!
We're going to Disney World.
Thank you, everybody.
So you told everybody.
Kindergartners thought that they were going to get to go to Disney World because JC said, scream with me. We're going to Disney World.
I feel like they should understand that it was Penny's thing.
No.
Like, we're all joining her.
Kindergartners.
I know.
When you say we, they don't speak French. They think we.
Penny's going to Disney World.
Well, you know.
And you guys I
saw the opportunity to get some good audio for Kids, and I used all the kids to help me out with it. I had no idea that they would, in their little brains, think that they were going as well.
If I tell Kelly, we're going to the deli, that means me and Kelly are going to the deli.
I know that now.
Get me some bacon.
You would have been good. Like, you're going
to Disney World.
Yeah, your cash is going to Disney
World.
Penny. Yeah. Penny's going to Disney World.
Everybody's going to Disney World but us.
Yeah, see, I, looking back, yes. I totally agree with you guys.
So here's Penny's dad, Tony, talking about the aftermath JC's poor judgment.
Oh, no.
You know, I was thinking back to the reveal, and I don't know if you remember this or not, but when JC left, or actually when he came on the stage and said, we're going to Disneyland, and he yelled it out, I remember that by the end of the day we had to tell 100 kindergartners that they were not going to Disney World. He didn't clarify that it was the your cash is going.
Yeah.
He made it. All the kindergartners thought they got a trip to Disney World. So
which would be
that
great.
Was kind of funny.
I apologize. But,
which would be great, JC.
Call me Tony.
Good job, JC.
Maybe to make this submit, maybe you need to take all the rest of them to Disney World.
I don't know if I have the money for that. I am willing to do something to make up for that.
At least take Mickey Mouse to the school or something.
Mickey's cousin that I had at Kaysen's birthday party to the school, maybe.
Don't take Ricky Mouse.
Ricky Mouse was he was fantastic.
Ricky Mouse.
Ricky Mouse was a really nice mouse, and he looks just like Mickey.
So Penny is doing a lot better.
Good.
She's gained some weight. She's got a lot of hair on her head, and she's super excited to be going to Disney World. So we've got to raise the money to take her.
All Penny, you look beautiful. I can't wait to see you.
You can also donate by texting the word KID, K-I-D-D, to 52000, or just go online, buy some merch. Get a t-shirt, whatever you want to do, and all of that money goes to Kids Kids as well. That is kidskids.com.
So those kids are over it, though, Shannon, because they're like in first grade now, right?
I'm sure they forgot about it till now. I don't know that's something you can really
just
get.
Just opens the wound.
Get over it.
Okay.
It's kind of a big deal. A letdown like that, once-in-a-lifetime trip to Disney World. You think JC from the Kid Craddock Morning Show is going to take me, and then... Come to find out.
I know I said we're going, but you're not actually going.
Well, we all get to see some great photos.
Penny's going. And you know what's cool about Kids too is that every cent you donate, you're going to see what it goes towards because we are going to be there with cameras. And if the families want to be involved with us, we videotape this entire trip. Mm-hmm. We do the show from Disney World and we tell you what's going on. You get to see pictures of these kids on the trip. So you actually see where your money's going. This money is
going immediately
to this trip.
Yeah, which is cool because, I mean, a lot of charities give a lot of money towards their causes, but you don't actually get to see the photos and the video exactly where it's going immediately. And that's what makes Kids so different. If you donate today, you know, in just a little over, 2 months, you're going to be able to see us in Florida with these families and see exactly where every dollar you send in goes.
It's Kid Craddock on the Kids Kids Trip, and all the guys here have something they'd like to say to you. One, two, three.
Thank you, Kids Kids!
Awesome. Do you want to go ride Splash Mountain?
Yeah.
Let's do it!
So I hit my funny bone, and I screamed a little bit when my funny bone was hit. That's why you may have heard me scream.
Don't buy it.
That's why I named my big bear.
What did you name your big bear?
Without Mac.
Really?
Yeah, because it's a big, fat bear.
You know what? I've got a little runt bear. You know what I named it?
What?
Aiden.
Oh, you made him cry, Al. Yeah. Look at him cry. Mm-hmm.
Who's your favorite friend you've made on this trip?
JC.
Oh, man. Does the fact that I'm sitting in front of you have anything to do with the answer?
No.
You told me not to be afraid.
Yeah, I told you not to be afraid.
Hold his hand and it'll be awesome.
Yeah, it will.
Thank you so much. You've given my daughter a trip of a lifetime and my husband and myself, and I can't thank you enough.
I'm so excited to see Cinderella and Prince Charming!
Being around the families and bonding with them and just watching our kids have such a wonderful time. And just to see them all smiling and laughing and ride the rides, and they're having their time with their laughing. It's awesome.
Probably one of the best things I've ever seen for these children, because I know when they go back home, they'll have these memories for a lifetime, and this is something they'll never forget.
How was it?
And somebody asked me when the dad was in the elevator with me and his voice cracked when he said thanks. And he's like, don't you ever get tired of this? And I'm like, I don't. You know, a lot of everything stays the same here. And you want Disney to stay the same. A few new attractions every once in a while. But the people change. And you get a whole new group of gracious, thankful,
right,
counting their blessings people who have more reason to be upset with the world than I did. And yet, they're so happy. And the fact that everybody's able to bring that to these kids every year, best thing we do.
We love Kids
Kids! It's over?
Get out, love.
It's over?
Get out.
Is it over? All right, it's over. Real men don't scream, dog. I'm Big Al. Wanna ride again? Heck no. I don't either.
With your help today, we'll be able to make our 20th Kids Kids trip to Walt Disney World happen. Help us make some dreams come true by calling the Southwest Airlines call center at 888-SWA-KIDZ to make a donation. It's Kids Kids Day on the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Hey guys, it's Taylor. I wanted to say a huge thank you for helping to raise money for Kids Kids.
We are very happy to have back in the studio with us on Kids Kids Day, Todd Graves,
yay,
the founder of Raising Cane's Chicken Fingers.
Right. Hey, Todd.
Thank you.
It was only a couple months ago you were here for Dine-In Day for Kids Kids when you so generously made a $10,000 donation to Kids Kids, and now you're back for Kids Kids Day.
Absolutely. You know, today at any Raising Cane's nationwide, we have over 200 of them out there. So if you don't see one, go find one. We're going to give 15% of all of our sales to go to Kids Kids and to support this great trip you do every year.
15%? 10% is huge.
Yeah, it is.
That's a lot.
I mean, seriously, when you think about how many chicken fingers they're going to sell today, because we're going to be talking about Raising Cane's day. 15% of that. Not only that, are you accepting donations on top of that if people just want to run in and give even more money to Kids Kids today?
Absolutely. So either go by and enjoy a great chicken finger meal. And we've the last 2 years, the first year we raised over $40,000. The next year, last year, we raised $50,000. We're hoping to raise $60,000 or $70,000 this year.
Nice, nice.
Yeah, and if you're not in the mood for chicken fingers, or get a lemonade, get a iced tea.
Who's not in the mood for chicken fingers?
Everybody loves your chicken.
These are not Americans, apparently.
Well, we'll accept non-American donations as well.
Well, we will, but everybody's in the mood for chicken fingers.
But let's say you're not. You can still go grab a drink and just make a financial donation.
Absolutely. You can donate whatever you want. Even go through the drive-thru. Just take a few minutes and go through and donate whatever you want, and we'll make sure that the Kids Kids Charity gets it.
We're talking with Todd Graves, the founder of Raising Cane's. You know what would be a great thing to do for the office today if you are the boss? Why not order Raising Cane's for the whole office and send, you know, the receptionist down, bring it all back to the office, treat the office today.
Right.
I'd imagine it's going to be pretty crowded in all the Raising Cane's locations. So the to-go orders, everything is covered, right?
Everything and anything.
Hold on, I just want to make sure our boss is listening. Mm-hmm. George. Mm-hmm.
That'd be great.
Yeah, treat George. The office.
Love
treat
lunch,
the office.
15% goes to Kids Kids.
Yeah, chicken everybody food. In the office gets Raising Cane's from George.
Mama, don't cook supper tonight. Mm-mm. Run by the drive-thru on the way home. Pick up Raising Cane's. You're feeding the family, saving yourself a lot of time in the kitchen. It's too hot to be cooking right now anyway, and you're making a 15% donation just by eating dinner.
If you are hungry, come out today and enjoy some great chicken fingers. Let us serve you. But all this money is going to go to Kids Kids charity. So it's just doing a good thing.
You even have a Kids Kids button on your register, right?
I do. It's a Kids Kids button on our register. It's the only one that's not a normal number.
So cool.
Well, there's practically a Raising Cane's on every corner nowadays. They're popping up everywhere. But if you need to find the nearest location, you can go to RaisingCane's.com. And hopefully everybody will participate today. And Todd, we appreciate you always coming through for us. Excited to hear the final total of what Raising Cane's raises for us this year.
Yeah, we're excited too. We'd love to be a part of it.
Thank you, Todd.
Thanks, Todd.
One
thanks,
love.
Todd. We found out through the mail. We got a big package, and I opened it, and it said Kid Kids on the front of it, and they were ecstatic.
We were so excited to find out we were going, and I don't think I had seen the kids smile in months. And going on this trip was just magic. Because I'm happy. Clap along if you feel like a room without a roof. Because I'm happy. Clap along if you feel like happiness is the truth. Because I'm happy. Clap along if you know what happiness is to you. Because I'm happy. Clap along if you feel like that's what you want to do. Me and Big Al Mac had a lightsaber fight. I won the lightsaber fight.
My favorite ride was the Tower of Terror because I like scary stuff and it's very scary.
My favorite thing is at Disneyland was they had brownies there. There was a whole plate full with sprinkles and stuff. So Shannon decided to get the tray and dump it on my brownie. Because I'm happy. Clap along if you feel like a room without a roof.
Watching the kids have fun, relax, smile, dance. There's no way we would have been able to do it on our own.
Getting to see my child's face light up, I will remember forever.
When we go into the hospital and have surgeries and stuff, that's one thing we always talk about is remember the memories that we had.
Thanks, Kids Kids.
Thank you, Kids Kids. They're going to
Disneyland.
Thank you, Kids Kids.
Thanks, Kids Kids.
Thank you, Kids Kids.
Thanks, Kids Kids.
Thanks, Kids Kids.
Thanks, Kids Kids.
Thank you for sending me to Disney World.
Thanks, Kids Kids.
Thank you, Kids Kids.
Thank you, Kids Kids.
Thank you, Kids Kids.
Now, if you want to be a part of this, today is Kids Kids Day.
Mm-hmm.
It's the one day a year we help raise money to send all these children to Disney World, along with their family. And I just tried the texting.
Yeah.
Really simple. You text the word KID, K-I-D-D, to 52000.
That's it?
It'll ask you if you want to donate $10. You put in your billing code.
Yeah.
And boom.
That's it.
$10 on your phone bill, just like that. You can do that up to 3 times by text.
Done. I like
that. Yeah, so if you're feeling more generous than that, not that there's anything wrong with texting it in, but if you have a little bit more money you'd like to give to help us out, you can always call the volunteers hanging out at the Southwest Airlines headquarters right now. That number is 888-792-5439 or 888-SWA-KIDS with a Z.
You have until 1 o'clock Central Time to donate. You know, Caroline Craddock's out there. She's helping answering some phones and keeping everybody's spirits lifted. The goal today is $1 million.
Well, Caroline's the boss lady now, kids.
Put that in the universe. We'll be checking in with her later and see how close we are to that million.
Yeah. But first, everybody say hello to Bray Reed.
Hello, Mr. Bray Reed.
Ladies, calm down. I know. Calm down.
What? Hey, Bray.
He's a good-looking kid. I know.
And why do you always put all the cute boys closer to Jenna than to me?
I don't know. And also his mom, Misty's in studio with us. Hi, Misty.
Hello.
Why you got Misty way over there?
Yeah.
Because you're over there. So we got
to keep her away, or you away from her.
Really far away. Bray, you have visited the studio before.
Yes, sir.
Why did you visit?
Your voice changed? Yeah.
Did you catch that,
yes, sir?
Are you like a man now or something?
I don't know.
Yeah.
How old are you now, Bray?
15.
15.
Yeah, wow. You're a man now.
Yeah. That's a man by my standards.
How old were you when you first came in here to visit?
14.
You were 14 last year. And you didn't go on the Kids trip. You came in here through Make-A-Wish.
We had just met.
He was a Make-A-Wish kid.
He was at 4.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And you wanted to come into the studio. Why?
Because I wanted to give money to kids that are sick, and I wanted to meet you guys.
Aww.
So he's a fan of the show, and he had done a Disney trip for Make-A-Wish when he was younger, but you did something pretty cool, right? Because you wanted to do your own thing and raise some money to give back so others could experience the same kind of thing you did.
Yes.
And last year, you raised $3,000 last year.
How'd you do that?
Yeah.
I had some companies just get involved with it. My friend, Breck.
Wow, look at you going corporate.
Last year, it was more of a coming home party because Ed went into remission. So we just kind of did a cul-de-sac, a party, and Brian had decided he wanted to raise some money. So it was just kind of neighbors, friends.
Yeah.
Oh, nice.
And they raised money. Now, Misty, tell us, because he relates to these kids that go on this trip.
Absolutely.
What? Tell us about Bray. Tell us about your son.
Bray was born with caudal regression syndrome
and
kidney failure. He took his dad's kidney when he was 2. We are now at 50 surgeries. He had his tonsils out about a month ago.
Wow.
Gosh.
You're like a veteran now, man.
Yeah, you are. He doesn't have to put you under anymore. Yeah. Just go on in there and do it. Rip it out.
And then,
well, you know, scars are very sexy, Brad.
Yes.
Kelly likes them a lot.
Chicks dig guys with scars.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's what I tell him on his stomach. I say, just tell people you got attacked by a shark.
That's right. Oh.
Do you tell girls that?
No.
You'll do it one day.
Hasn't come up yet.
One day you will.
Yeah, you will.
Mm-hmm. And he's in regression right now. He's in remission right now, so he's doing very well.
He's doing well.
Well enough to do your fundraiser again?
Yes, sir.
What made you, already gave us the money and help last year. What made you want to do this again?
I hope to keep doing this every year.
Oh, that's
awesome. There's more kids out there, yeah.
And there's so many charities that do cool stuff for kids. Why do you want to keep giving to kids?
Because I feel what they go through every day. Because I go through it sometimes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. 50 surgeries. Yeah,
well,
you
and
do.
Like he told me, he liked that y'all took so many families.
Yeah.
You know, even as a mother with a chronically ill child, when you take your children on vacation with other families and you watch that maybe Bray can't do what some of even the younger kids can, you know, you have that bond with the other parents that, you know.
It's special.
Thank you, Phil.
Yeah.
Very special.
Make
trip.
Friends, people that are going through the same thing.
Your little family turns into a huge family when you go on this trip. That's what you start noticing is people form friendships, and they might live out of state from each other.
They keep in touch.
They will drive to each other, meet halfway, and hang out for a day or two.
And the cool thing is they have something positive to have in common, because normally the only thing they have in common is they have a sick child or hospital visits.
Right.
Like, we know them from the hospital.
Right.
But now they have this in common when they go on the trip together.
And you guys got to take a vacation, right, to Universal Studios. Is that what you were telling us?
We did. We went when Bray was 4.
And 4.
So
Do you still remember that trip, Bray?
Not really.
No.
Yeah, but you know what? You have the pictures and the videos and kind of helps a little bit, right?
Yes, ma'am.
You need to go back. You need to go back because it's changed a lot. So you went out and raised more money again this year. Did you do the same thing? You just went back to your friends in the neighborhood, or what did you do this time?
I had one of my friends, Brett Conquitt, help me, and he got some businesses involved.
Mm-hmm.
And
should I give a shout out to his friend?
Yeah. That's good looking out right there.
So he just went out on the streets and said, this is what I'm doing.
He's your foot soldier.
I want money.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yes. Because you know we're trying to take 60 kids and their entire families this year. That's the most we've ever done. So we need all the help we can get.
And, Bray, you know we're trying to raise $1 million today.
Yes.
Yes.
So we're hoping that you make us a little closer to that million with your donation, which I don't know how much it is.
I don't either.
I don't either.
I'm very excited to find out.
I think we have a drum roll here.
Yeah, we do.
Yep, there we go.
So Bray Reed, who last year raised $3,000, tell us how much you raised this year.
$25,000.
Say what?
Sorry, I misheard you. You said 25,000.
Did you say 2,500?
Thousand.
Thousand. Can I give you a hug?
I choked on something.
2,500, comma.
Bray.
Oh, 0,000. Woo. Dude, that is all. I'm going to hug your mama.
No, Al. You're in trouble with your girlfriend anyway. Right.
That's incredible.
That's awesome, Bray.
Can I tell you just how proud I am of you
right now?
My goodness.
How does that number make you feel?
Good. It makes me feel great.
Oh,
great.
That's outstanding.
And, you know, the Lovett community and our community. And like you said, Brett did get the ball rolling with the bigger corporations. And then me and Bray spent every day this summer going and getting from other businesses auction items. So we did a live auction. And
that's so nice.
You know, when you have Cliff Kingsbury signing a lot of people.
He just signed a new contract, so you could throw some money down.
Yeah. So you did a fundraiser as well.
We did an event in Idaho, a huge event. And, you know, we had rides and
how fun.
And we had a big live auction at the end, and we had bands.
How proud are you of your son, Misty?
I couldn't be any prouder, but I'm always proud of him. He's amazing.
You know what? You could have found your mission in life. This mm-hmm. could be like your purpose in life is to help raise money to mm-hmm. send other kids. I mean, this could be your career. You've already found it at 15.
Could be.
How lucky are you? And you're good at it.
Thank you.
Oh, my gosh. You just realize how many families get to go because of that amount of money.
That's a lot.
A lot.
You've got to be there for the Kids Kids Send. Did you go last year for the Kids Kids Send Off when we did it? Southwest Airlines?
No.
You need to come this year.
I'd love to have you.
I think you've earned your way into the send-off party.
Okay.
You can meet the kids that are going because of you.
Mm-hmm.
That's
you.
Awesome.
Ray, you're invited to the send-off for sure. But we still have a long way to go.
They have really great cupcakes at the send-off party.
They do.
They have like chocolate shaving curly things.
We have video games.
Raising Cane's is there with their chicken fingers. It's incredible.
And I don't know if you like girls or anything, but we have that Dallas Cowboys.
I think they're confirmed.
Bray, you're 15
really sure.
now, so you're getting there.
Well, now they have to come.
I mean, you can definitely start hitting on the cheerleaders.
That's
really
so awesome.
Close to them. Yeah.
Wow.
You got 25,000, Bray.
You're a hero. $25,000.
You're a hero, Bray.
That's a big chunk. We still have a long way to go.
And you can donate right now by texting the word KID, K-I-D-D, to 52000. That's KID, K-I-D-D, to 52000.
Or if you want to match Bray's $25,000 donation.
Why not?
Come on.
Why
you know
not?
What? You challenge everybody
challenge
to match
Bray.
That. We got to make
$1 million.
Call Southwest Airlines. They've got all those operators just sitting there waiting for you to call 888-792-5439, 888-SWA-KIDS with a Z, if you can't remember that. And you have until 1 o'clock Central Time to call in your donation.
And you could also go to kidskids.com and make your donation there. Bray.
Raising the bar, Bray.
My goodness, man.
Well
you are turning into an awesome man.
Awesome, sir.
Well done, sir.
So inspirational, Bray. Thank you.
And coming up next, experience the moment we reveal to a child that he is going to Disney World. You will hear that next.
Help make this Kids Kids Day one to remember. Go to kidskids.com to make a donation. It's Kids Kids Day on the Kid Craddock Morning Show. To make our 20th Kids Kids trip a reality, head to kidskids.com to make a donation. That's KIDDSKIDS.com. It's Kids Kids Day on the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Hey, what's going on? It's JC, and it's that time of the year again. And I'm being quiet because we're going to tell a family they're going on Kids Kids. So we're going to go tell Braden and his mom that they are part of this year's Kids Kids class. You ready? I'm ready. Let's go.
Braden is, he's almost 11, and he has spina bifida.
He has had 3 brain surgeries and a spinal surgery so far, and we want to keep it that way. So keep looking up on past the birds, and keep
looking up past the clouds. What would this trip mean to you guys if you guys got to go to Walt Disney World together?
There's no way I could afford it. I quit my job, you know, when he was born. And I've been at home ever since. And when I was married, that wasn't such a big deal. But being a single mom, it's hard. And his dad helps a lot. But it's, you know, things are tight.
You're going to Disney World. You guys are part of this year's Kids Kids. All your flights taken care of, hotel room, park passes, food. We'll give you some Disney bucks. We'll hang out with you if you allow us to. Anything you could think of, it's taken care of for 5 days. You guys are going to go out there.
Do you want to go to Disney World?
I would think it would be really cool.
You deserve this. You're a single mom. You're trying your hardest. I know it's impossible to get out and about just for regular people, and you have so much on your plate, and you deserve this.
Thank you. It's amazing, and it's just awesome. Like, it's something I could definitely never do for him.
Brayden is a funny guy, by the way.
Really cool.
Yeah, really, really cool.
Brayden is, like, smart.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
To work out. He's going to intimidate me and you.
Really?
Like he's that smart.
That's not
prodigies
hard.
They talk
yeah,
about.
Yeah, he's just really smart.
When you go online, if you choose to do it that way to make your donations, you can check out videos of these reveals or some past videos or like the one JC just did. So you can really, you know, get a grasp on these kids' personalities.
I'm thinking, okay, here's this 10-year-old kid. I'm just going to do a couple jokes with him just to, you know, break the ice.
Yeah.
And he busts out a couple hilarious jokes. And then he goes, yeah, I just wrote those in my room. I stole them off the internet.
Oh, he's going to give you a run for your money.
We might have to do stand-up competition.
Yeah. He absolutely is. He was actually nominated by a family from last year's trip.
Oh.
Twerk Daddy nominated this
is
family.
Is that right?
Cool.
Probably the most famous parent of last year's trip.
Twerk Daddy.
Twerk Daddy's he's living life twerking.
Does he have a new dance now?
He's twerking 9 to 5.
No, he's twerking 9 to 5. Doing things.
It's so cool when we get the families down there, too, because, you know, they're so emotional. And a lot of times, like, when you're in their homes and we do these reveals, you know, Alice said it before, it's like little hospital rooms.
Yeah.
These kids are being treated. But when we get down to Disney World, the parents and the siblings and, you know, of course, the kids themselves, they really let loose. And we get to see side that it's like Twerk Daddy. I mean, you know, he works full time and takes care of his kids. And then he gets down to Disney World and he gets to be a kid for five days.
Cool.
And you think a single mother would be able to afford this trip to take her child, her 10-year-old son, Bifida, to Disney World?
No.
There's no way. She has so many bills because of the hospital visits and surgeries and all that. There's no way she'd be able to make this happen.
Well, you heard her say she doesn't even work anymore. So
she works from home. She started her own company. She has like 3 jobs from home that she works.
She makes it work.
She makes it work. She deserves this trip. She needs to get away and have fun with her son. Let's go to the Southwest Airlines donation hotline.
Yes.
Let's do that. Caroline Craddock is in the house. What's up, Caroline?
Hey.
Hi. Girl, what's up?
What's that, boo?
It sounds quiet in there, Caroline.
I don't hear any phones right
It's
there.
It's not quiet. It's loud, right, guys?
Yeah. Oh, okay. You guys have it on vibrate or something?
Yeah, it's on silent.
On silent. If you want to call the Southwest Airlines donation hotline, it's 888. SWAKIDZ kids or 888-792-5439. Caroline, have you been answering some phones here and there?
I haven't, but I will.
What have you been doing? You've been interviewing some people, right?
I'm very busy interviewing. Being very, very busy.
Keeping the spirits up. You know,
doing big, important things.
Need a hype man, you know?
Yeah, we put it out in the universe earlier today that Caroline's personal fundraising goal is $1 million. And, you know, I don't know if you were able to hear that Bray just stopped by and donated $25,000.
Yeah. Did you hear that, Caroline?
Amazing.
Puts us a little bit closer.
I heard that. That's incredible.
So how much farther do we need to go? How far are we away from our original goal of $1 million?
Well, in texts and calls, we have raised another $25,000.
All right.
So we're at $50,000 now.
Okay. We're a ways away.
All right. Okay. We're only $950,000 away. All right.
You know what?
It's doable.
That's nothing.
You got to start somewhere. You got to start somewhere.
Yeah. Let's step up, people. We need to step up the calling. We need to step up the texting.
Why are you yelling at me?
Oh, yeah.
Yelling.
You know how like coaches motivate the players?
Can you catch more flies with honey?
I don't know. Can we?
Yeah, be sweet. Yeah,
give a little honey, Kelly. Well, I'm just,
give a little
please
honey.
Please donate. I mean, Caroline Craddock sitting up there, she got up early. Do you know how early this girl normally gets up? I'm going to tell you the truth. It ain't this early. Because she's there to carry on her father's legacy. This has, like, become her life's passion, right?
Mm-hmm.
So she got up out of bed, did her makeup and everything.
And the glam squad come to her
to be there for when you call into Southwest Airlines. All those employees who volunteered their time, they were up there before we even went on the air this morning at 6 a.m.
That's right.
They're there ready to take your phone calls. And I know a lot of times people are like, well, I don't have $25,000 to donate. If you do, that's great. We'd love to take it. But this trip is not built on those huge donations.
No.
It's really, they've done the statistics, they've run the numbers, and they said the average donation is about $20.
$20.
Yeah.
That's how we make this trip happen.
Man, you got a dollar, we'll take it.
We'll take anything. And, you know, get kids involved. It's time for kids to learn. Your healthy children who, you know, have their piggy banks full, they need to understand that you've been blessed with so much.
Right.
Even for a kid to part with just a couple bucks, that's a great life lesson for them to learn. For you, you know, this is your healthy kid tax. That's what kids like to call it. You know, it's just a little bit, but you think it's just my little bit. It's not going to make a difference, but it does. And today's the day. We're not going to beg any other time of the year.
No,
this is
just
it.
Today.
Maybe
just
today, instead of going out to lunch. Well, I mean, we'd love for you to go to Raising Cane's if there's one
go
near
to Cane's.
You.
Oh, my gosh,
yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
But if you're just, maybe you want to skip lunch and donate that money to Kids Kids today. I mean, $20 is not a whole heck of a lot of money. Times are tight, but, you know, go ahead and do something today for Kids Kids. You can go to kidskids.com. And do that there.
And like you said, all Raising Cane's that are participating in, you know, our immediate listening area, they are taking donations right there at the register. They have a special button right there on the register just for Kids Kids.
I need to give me a button. Yeah. That's cool.
Some chicken fingers while you're there. That cane sauce?
Man.
Why don't we have any up here for my breakfast? I don't understand.
Calories don't count for charity, too.
That's right.
They don't on Kids Kids.
That's right.
Caroline. Now, Kids started this charity because of you, Caroline, when your mom was pregnant with you, right?
Yes. Yeah, they saw some deformities in the sonogram and thought that I was going to have some issues. So my dad and mom said that if I was born healthy, then they would give back somehow. So this is our 20th year to Disney World this year. Mm. The four previous years was in SeaWorld on a bus with about 10 people.
The trip has grown.
So we had humble beginnings. Yeah.
From 10 people to 60 families we're trying to take this year.
60 families.
And every time I fly Southwest, I flew Southwest yesterday, I always look out on the tarmac just to see if I can see the Kids Kids plane. It has the big Kids Kids logo on it because they leave that logo on that plane
year round.
So I'm always like, am I riding on the Kids Kids plane? Doggone, it's not.
Yeah, it's like a lottery.
Yeah.
Like, I want to ride the Kids Kids plane.
Yeah.
So keep those Southwest Airlines operators busy. 888-792-5439. That's 888-SWA-KIDS with a Z. Phone lines open until 1 o'clock Central.
Caroline, we'll check in with you in just a little bit, okay?
Okay, sounds good, guys.
All right.
You know, in 2005, a beautiful girl named Krista Brewers got to go on our Kids Kids trip.
Mm-hmm. I'm
sure you guys remember her.
Love Krista.
You know, wonderful girl. Unfortunately, she passed away in 2008, but we were able to catch up a little bit with her parents.
Oh, we'll do that next.
Today, we need your help to make our biggest ever Kids Kids trip a reality. For a quick way to donate $10 to Kids Kids, simply text KID to 52000. That's K-I-D-D to 52000. If you're wondering how this works, allow me to clear up a few things for you. Message and data rates may apply. All donations must be authorized by the account holder. User must be the age of 18 or older or have parental permission to participate. And by texting YES, the user agrees to the terms and conditions. In the time that I've explained this to you, you could have donated. It's Kids Kids Day on the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
This is Selena Gomez, and you are listening to Kids Kids Day. Please text KIDD to 52000 to make a $10 donation. Thank you for your support of Kids Kids and the legacy of Kid Craddock.
Krista was diagnosed with a brain tumor when she was 9 months old. She had numerous other diagnoses between 1997 and 2005. So that's kind of what led us to Kids Kids.
I kind of wish every kid in the world could experience it, but these kids get to do it because they, not necessarily they deserve it, but in a way they really kind of do, just to be able to get away and be themselves and not have to worry about what people think of them because they're surrounded by other kids that are just like or similar to them with the same kind of problems, and the family actually gets to enjoy the time as well, because the kids are having so much fun.
She smiled the whole time she was there. She never worried about medicine or doctors. She never worried if she was going to be sick. She never worried about how she felt, because she was just a kid for those few days.
You don't have to worry about anything. Everything's taken care of for you. From the time you arrive to the airport to the time you get back to the airport. Nothing but support, nothing but smiles, nothing but laughs. Good times.
Krista was on hospice for probably the last 2 months of her life. We knew it was coming, and it would be soon. Got her up that morning, gave her a bath. Noticed she was kind of having some problems with her breathing. We called in our hospice nurse. She came right over, and she told us it was time. It was time to call the family in. We made all of our phone calls. Most of our family was here in the living room with us. As we all said goodbye, she passed away in my arms. And I feel like Kids Kids and this crew at Kid Craddock in the Morning, they're an extended family for us. They were there for us through some of our hardest times.
It's really awe-inspiring to see just how many lives and how many kids that Kids Kids has actually touched. You know, as far as the experience, I know you hear about charities and things like that all over the world. Very few of them have the heart and soul that this foundation, that Kids Legacy actually has.
Kids Kids just, they gave us the memories that we will never be able to replace. Memories that we would have never been able to do on our own. With medical bills, we would have never been able to have that adventure as a family. And it was priceless. There's just not enough I can say at how amazing Kids Kids Trip is for these children and for the families.
That's why we do it.
Rough right there.
Wow.
That's rough.
Krista was really one of those special ones. She loved art. She loved to draw.
I
was lucky enough, she made some pictures for me over the year. And every once in a while, I'll be shuffling through papers, especially now with the recent move I had. Yeah. And I come across Krista's art.
Mm-hmm.
And she was just such a special child.
She
really made an impact
us.
In her short little life.
And she loved popcorn.
Popcorn.
That's how we met her.
Yeah.
We got her a popcorn machine because she loved popcorn so much.
This trip is so therapeutic. And when I was writing my blog this morning, I was going to say therapeutic in my blog, but I couldn't spell it. But
at least you can say it now.
I can say it, though. But this trip is so therapeutic. And what gets me is after the trip, when we see parents, not at the airport, but like a year, 2 years, 3 years later, and parents still tell us that the kids go through that little photo album that they make.
Video.
And because it's such a, it just lifts their spirits just to look back at what they experienced at Disney World. And that's what kind of gets me. It's like, you know, when I'm there, I don't think I really fully realize what it means to the kids.
Because you're living in the moment.
But years later, I'm like, man, they're still talking about that trip.
Yeah, that's the thing I got last year. It was really hard last year. It was the first year doing it without kid.
Yeah.
But we couldn't walk around being sad about that, because for these families, this is their one shot at Disney World.
That's right.
And while his spirit was there, we weren't sad. It was a celebration.
Mm-hmm.
And just like you hear the sadness in Krista's parents' voices, they miss her desperately. But that time at Disney World, not a minute to be sad.
Mm-hmm.
Have fun and enjoy it.
And they can always open up those books with the pictures and see her smiling.
Yeah.
And they will have that
now for the parents.
Forever. Have that forever.
Well, every year on Kids Kids Day, Healthy Kids Tax Day.
Yep.
By the way, the phone number real quick.
Oh, yeah, go ahead.
Yeah.
If you want to call the Southwest Airlines Donation Hotline and help these families go to Walt Disney World, is 888-SWA-KIDS, K-I-D-Z, 888-792-5439.
And if hearing that story doesn't motivate you to donate, I don't know what will.
Yeah,
but
amen.
Kid did like to read this every year on Kids Kids Day, and so I'm going to read it today.
And do the honors.
It's a woman named Emily Pearl Kingsley, and this was written many years ago, and she was blessed with a child who had some, you know, some differences.
Right.
And so she wrote this, and it's called Welcome to Holland. I am often asked to describe the experience of raising a child with a disability, to try to help people who have not shared that unique experience to understand it, to imagine how it would feel. It's like this. When you're going to have a baby, it's like planning a fabulous vacation trip to Italy. You buy a bunch of guidebooks and make your wonderful plans, the Colosseum, the Michelangelo David, the gondolas in Venice. You may learn some handy phrases in Italian. It's all very exciting. After months of eager anticipation, the day finally arrives. You pack your bags and off you go. Several hours later, the plane lands. The stewardess comes in and says, "Welcome to Holland." "Holland," you say. "What do you mean, Holland? I signed up for Italy. I'm supposed to be in Italy. All my life, I've dreamed of going to Italy." But there's been a change in the flight plan. They've landed in Holland, and there you must stay. The important thing is that they haven't taken you to a horrible, disgusting, filthy place full of pestilence, famine, and disease. It's just a different place. So you must go out and buy new guidebooks, and you must learn a whole new language. And you will meet a whole new group of people you would have never met. It's just a different place. It's slower paced than Italy, less flashy than Italy. But after you've been there for a while and you catch your breath, you look around and you begin to notice that Holland has windmills. And Holland has tulips. Holland even has Rembrandts. But everyone you know is busy coming and going from Italy, and they're all bragging about what a wonderful time they had there. And for the rest of your life, you will say, "Yes, that's where I was supposed to go. That's what I had planned." And the pain of that will never, ever, ever, ever go away, because the loss of that dream is a very, very significant loss. But if you spend your life mourning the fact that you didn't get to go to Italy, you may never be free to enjoy the very special, the very lovely things about Holland. That's very sweet.
You know, one of the questions we get asked, or I get asked a lot, and I'm sure you guys get it too, is how do the parents deal with this? How do they stay strong?
Like heroes, man.
They're some of the strongest people I've ever met in my life.
They just,
parents
with
and these
joy.
Siblings.
They just do.
They do
just
it with joy, and a lot of these parents look at it as an honor that, mm-hmm. that I was blessed to take care of this fragile, delicate creature for the rest of my life. A lot of these parents, mm-hmm. these aren't terminal children. In some cases, it's chronic. And so that's a lifetime.
Yeah.
And then those parents are thinking, when I pass away, who's going to be here to love my child
like I love my child?
I mean, they have so many things they have to face. But for 5 days, they don't think about it.
And that's the thing. These kids are kids. They still act like kids.
And some of them bad.
Yeah, some of them are bad. It's fine. And you know what? I love that.
Some bad kids out there. Just because the kids on the Kids Trip does not exclude them from being a bad kid.
Yeah, they will kick you in the shins. They will, but at the same time, they're loving. And they will come up to you and hug you. And they will look you in the eyes. And they will say, "Thank you so much."
I appreciate when the kids drive me crazy, because mm-hmm. that just shows that they're being
right.
themselves, and they're feeling how a kid should, and they're enjoying themselves.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but still, some of them kind of bad. I mean, I remember one of them, I almost threw him in the lake one year.
Stop it, Al.
And I didn't. I didn't. But, I mean, he was just pulling on my shirt.
Wrestling with you.
Wrestling with me. And like, dude, don't touch my vanity glass, kid.
Because he was feeling full of life.
But we love every second of this trip.
Yeah, it's awesome.
But we can only make it happen if we have enough money to take these families, and we went big this year. We want to take 60 families on this trip. And if you have kids, I have two kids now, and you don't understand how lucky you are if your kid is born healthy.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're staring,
but that's not even a guarantee.
It's not a guarantee.
A lot of these parents that we take on the kids trip, they were blessed with healthy newborns, but something happens. They have a catastrophic injury, or one day there's a pain in the leg. You go to the doctor and find out it's cancer.
Yeah.
You just never know. You're not guaranteed that you've got a life of health ahead of you.
And once that hits, and once the hospital bills start coming in, those family vacations go out the window. And this is their shot to get out mm-hmm. and create those memories that, like Al said, they will talk about for the rest of their lives.
Yep.
So please call the Southwest Airlines donation hotline. You can also text, by the way, if you want to text the word KID, KIDD to 52000. $10 will be taken out of your phone bill. You could do that up to 3 times.
Got it.
Or call the donation center, Al. What's
sure.
the number?
888-792-5439. I understand if you're driving, just remember, Southwest Airlines, 888-SWAKIDZ.
Now, speaking of Southwest Airlines, Jenna and I were blessed to go out last week and surprise a woman. And we didn't get to meet Antonio, her son.
Right.
But you're going to hear the big reveal when we let mom know that their family was going to Disney World. We're hanging out in apparently the cultural center of Southwest Airlines waiting for Lisa,
yes.
who works in the finance department. We're surprising her because her son Antonio has been picked for our kids' trip this year. You guys excited?
Yeah!
Oh, keep it down! See? Okay. This is going to be good.
Cause you're a sky full of stars.
Surprise! You're going to Disney World!
My goodness. This is really exciting, and we don't get to go very many places, so this was a dream of his to go to Walt Disney World. And I remember when he was 3 or 4 years old, he said, Mom, do you promise one day that we can go to Walt Disney World? Or and I said, well, maybe one day, you know, but this is just too much. This is too good to be true. Antonio was diagnosed with hydrocephalus, which is a neurological condition, which is excess water on the brain. So at 1 year old, he got this diagnosis, and it was really scary. I was told he wouldn't live to see his second birthday, start preparing for the worst, start getting a wheelchair ready, just start, you know, doom and gloom. He made it to his second birthday, but by the time he was 3, he had already had 5 brain surgeries, and on the last surgery, he had fallen into a coma, and they said, you know, this is the last surgery. We're going to implant a device in his brain that's going to try to keep him alive, but this is probably the last time you'll see your son.
Cause you're a sky full of stars.
I prayed, and it was a miracle, and he survived, and it's been a rough couple of years, and this past year, he did get diagnosed with epilepsy on top of his neurological condition, so we've been having a lot of issues with that. He's been really depressed, and part of the medication that he takes for his epilepsy makes him really, really sad, and so this is really going to make him really happy. I just don't know what to say, and thank you all so much. This is just really, this type of stuff doesn't happen to me. So thank you so much again. And for people that can, you know, I've always contributed to Kids Kids, and, you know, I get a lot of joy when I hear the families that go on the trip. And I just think it's such a wonderful, wonderful thing that, you know, you all do, and Kids Legacy is for people, and what a wonderful man he was.
This year, we're taking 60 Kids' Kids to Walt Disney World. That's more than ever before. Call our Southwest Airlines call center at 888-SWA-KIDZ to make a donation. It's Kids' Kids Day on the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Hey, it's Ryan Tedder from One Republic, and we need your help making this year's Kids' Kids trip happen. Call now to make a child's dream come true. 888-792-5439. That's 888-792-5439. The Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Nice.
Thanks, Ryan Tedder.
I'm telling you.
Yeah, doing our job for us.
And thanks, Doorbell Mac just called and told me that she's made her donation this morning.
Yay.
A little fixed income, but made that donation.
Always appreciate nice it. To hear that doorbell.
You know, I'm really happy now because I have my egg bowl from the deli complete with bacon and jalapenos. Thank you, the gal.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, thank you.
You know, later on today, I might swing by Raising Cane's for some delicious chicken fingers, and while I'm there, I'll make a donation to Kids Kids.
There you go. Yeah.
Because participating Raising Cane's restaurants open at 10 a.m.
Mm-hmm.
And they are going to be accepting Kids Kids donations all day long, right there at the register.
They got a Kids Kids button on the register.
Oh,
isn't
so
that crazy?
Easy. And
thank
if you,
you
want to help out and you're at work already and you're sitting in your cubicle and you can't really get away, you can go to kidskids.com, make your donation there. Or mm-hmm. if you're on your cell phone, you can text the word KID, K-I-D-D, to 520000. $10 will be taken out of your phone bill.
There you go.
And you can do that up to 3 times.
And that phone number again is 888-792-5439.
And you social media. You got Facebook. You got Twitter.
Yeah.
Hashtag it Kids Kids Day.
If you did the ice bucket challenge and went through all of that to make your video go viral, this is so easy. You don't have to. Not that that's not great. We participated in that. But we're not asking you to do that. Just share the fact that you donated, even if it's just $10.
Yeah.
Just share it and spread the words. Encourage other people to do the same.
Mm-hmm. And hanging out at the Southwest Airlines Donation Center is Caroline Craddock.
What's up, boss?
Looking fantabulous.
Hello. Well, thank you. Y'all look fabulous yourself.
Caroline, you've been doing some interviews during the breaks and stuff. So if you want to watch Caroline during the breaks, go to kidtv.com.
You working on your interviewing skills, Caroline?
Uh-oh. I'm trying.
If you were to take someone's job here, whose job would you take?
Oh, good question, Al. Yeah, who would it be, Caroline?
Just go for Al.
Yeah.
Al.
You pose the question.
Don't say mine, Caroline. I don't have a bar to fall back on.
You can't be mine because I'm Mexican. So unless you become Mexican, Caroline.
So how are things going at the call center at Southwest Airlines?
It's going good. I have an update if you guys want one.
Oh yeah.
Absolutely.
And I was shocked when they told me. We are up to $100,000.
What?
$100,000.
Wow.
We said it pre-drum roll.
Well, we're 10% there, Caroline.
Yes. Of our goal. I told you $1 million is very doable.
You know, I like that Caroline threw that out there.
You know what?
It's good. Why not?
Dream big. That's what my dad taught me.
Absolutely.
Dream that you can do it.
Speaking of your dad, how does this day make you feel? I mean, you know, what goes through your mind on Kids Kids Day?
I feel a sense of responsibility, obviously, to keep everything going, but I know that he's sitting here with me right now trying to make me laugh and think about all the funny good times. So it's definitely comforting. Do you hear how loud it is behind me? Because everyone's on the phone. Is that not awesome?
Tell him to be quiet for a minute. We're talking.
No.
Y'all talk loud.
Oh, what does a whistle mean?
Yes.
I just heard a whistle of some sort.
They're whistling out.
No, like a train whistle, like a something.
No, that's a lady going whoop whoop.
Al's hearing things.
Oh yeah.
What happens when people whistle?
The thing I loved about the Kids Kids charity is because Kid did start it, you know, because God blessed him with a healthy daughter, Caroline. But that Kid would always take Caroline on these trips because he wanted her to develop an empathy and a love for these kids, and that's exactly what's happened. Do any of the trips really stand out for you as like a special kid or a special memory you have from all the years you've been on the trips, Caroline?
Yeah, I haven't actually ever been to Disney World besides on the Kids Kids trip, which I think is, I'm really lucky because I've only experienced in this amazing way, you know, not just going on family vacation. But I think it was eighth grade that I really started to realize that I had to go and actually work, you know, and I couldn't just go on all the rides. And I actually got to interact with the families. And I have these little girls that I would talk to that they still would go see me perform in musicals and just all the camaraderie that I have afterwards. And last year was obviously my first trip in a while. So many memories from that. And I still keep up with the Vickery family from that trip and lots of still text and Facebook and keep updated with. So that's really cool. I have my kids family that I love.
Cool. Awesome. I wanted McKelly to have that same sort of bond with the kids on the trip.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
It was so cool to watch you on the trip last year, Caroline, because it was like your dad was there. You know,
you brought
that out in all of us because you do so well with these kids. It's natural for you.
Thank you. I mean, I've grown up with it and they're spectacular, spectacular kids. I'm sitting with Aiden he told me I was his assistant. So I'm just loving that, having him here. And, you know, I'm just soaking in all the kid lovies and I just absolutely love it.
Well,
awesome.
Thank you for being with us this morning, Caroline. I'm sure we'll check
thanks,
in.
Guys.
And keep on working hard out there for us.
We will.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
And phone number again is 888-792-5439. Make those phones ring, yo.
Caroline, I've just been told you can't leave until we raise the $1 million.
Okay.
So.
All right. Well, check back with you. I'm going to fly back to Nashville.
We'll check back with you in just a few, Caroline.
Okay. Sounds good.
Awesome. I got a text message from Marco Saldana, who went on the trip. Man, I think.
How many years ago has it been?
He was 8 years old,
I've met him then, but he went the year before my first year, so I think he was on the trip in 2008.
Yeah, I believe 2008. He was 8 years old, I think, and he's 17 now, full-on mustache and all that good stuff.
Do the math, and we'll figure it out.
But it's cool to get text messages from kids themselves, because Marcos wrote to all of us, actually. He said, thanks to God, thanks to Kid, and thanks to all y'all for giving us the best ever memories with this trip of a lifetime that we could not have taken ourselves. We love all you guys. You'll always be our family. Love the Marco Saldana family.
Nice.
Yeah.
And Marco's had like a double lung transplant, right?
Yeah, he had cystic fibrosis. He had to get a double lung transplant. Doing great. His checkups have been going fantastic.
Good.
And then he grew up to like this little stud.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah.
I remember meeting him, and they were kind of bracing for the worst when I first met him. And I know JC had such a close relationship with him. So when I got to meet him, I mean, I remember my first memory of Marcus is walking into the hospital room. He has all these tubes. He can barely say two words without having to, you know, breathe in his mask. And he has a photo album of the trip.
Every time.
Going through during his treatments, just hundreds of photos from the kids' trip. And his mom had said, this is what he does in the hospital. He looks at these memories because it makes him so happy.
He came very close to death.
Yeah, he did. It was, and he knows it.
It's incredible how far he's come. Mm-hmm.
And we used to go, what's that game that we played? Kid and I used to go play the game where you tap and then you have the categories that we played on the family.
Catchphrase.
We would play catchphrase. Man, kid.
Smart kid.
Kid would get so competitive with Marcos because Marcos is so smart and he would always whoop our butts. And then you have kids like Rowan Windham who he raised thousands of dollars for kids. Went on the trip a couple years ago and has raised thousands of dollars by selling his autograph picture.
Which I think is hilarious.
He is the cutest little dude ever, man. He just sells his autograph and gets all that money and gives it right back to kids.
And then we had another little girl just stop by, Daisy, who isn't a kids, but she loves the charity. So she set up a lemonade stand. How much did she raise?
$300. Almost $400 and just wanted to bring it by.
Yeah, just drove in to bring it by. It drove in like 5 hours. You know, that's so great that people are so touched by this charity.
And this trip's not just for the kids too, because the cool thing about this trip is we take the entire family. And a lot of these kids need this attention from the attention from their family, hospital visits, constant medicine, all that stuff. And if they have siblings, the siblings always feel left out.
They do. And they don't want to say that. Yeah.
And they don't want to say it. Why am I the healthy one? And then you get the guilt because so much attention goes to the sixth kid. You start thinking, what about me? And then you feel guilty about
that. Exactly. Yeah.
It's really tough to be sibling.
When they go on this trip, it's like they get to have fun as well. It's a trip for everybody in the family. And I'm lucky. I get to watch my son smile. Just like I told a story yesterday of him going to Toys R Us and smiling because he's on a dune buggy. You know, that he wants to buy. Those little things, I get to watch him smile so much. And a lot of these kids who are terminally or chronically ill don't get to smile all the time.
Yeah.
They're spending their time in a hospital, and it's tough. It's tough to smile when you're going through pain. And for them to be able to go on this trip, and as soon as you walk into Disney World and you see that castle right there,
sure joy.
That's when the smile just...
What's surreal?
It's so surreal.
It's kind of surreal for us, even we go back every year, and you think we'd be kind of spoiled to it. But there's always something new. They're always adding new parks, new rides, new things. But to see that castle every year, it's like,
And the families for us are new. So I feel like I have a different experience every single time I go.
The kids get excited just when I see the airplane.
Can you get into your blog? Because you had a really good blog this morning.
Well, I was just talking, you know, about how Kid calls it the Healthy Kids Tax Day. And when I had to struggle with infertility to have Emma Kelly, and I try to always remember women listening right now who are struggling. My prayers are with you because I know how an emotional, heartbreaking time that is.
Yeah.
When I finally found out I was pregnant, I was a little older. And so at 35, it's called geriatric pregnancy. That's at the age it becomes geriatric.
Really?
It's shocking, right? But it's considered a little bit more high risk.
Oh, man.
And you run the odds of having a child. Your odds are greater of having a child with Down syndrome.
Mm-hmm.
And so I didn't want to do the big needle in the stomach test. It's just too much. So they basically look at certain things through the sonogram, and they're able to tell about how likely you are to have a child with Down syndrome. And my odds were pretty high. And so that was... real devastating. Mm-hmm. I went home that day and I lay on the couch and I cried as much as my body would let me cry, because there does come a point when the tears stop.
Sure.
And I let myself do that for one day. I said, I'm going to grieve the loss of the healthy child, even though I wasn't for sure going to have a Down syndrome baby, but just the possibility being so great.
It's always there.
So I went ahead and grieved the loss of my plans and my dreams for a healthy child. And then I got up and I was like, that's it. If I'm going to have a Down syndrome baby, that's what God has chosen for me. Mm-hmm. And I'm going to love that child. Down syndrome babies are the cutest, cuddliest little, the most loving children ever.
Yeah,
I'm like,
are.
That's what God's going to give me. And that's what I'm going to have. And so that was it. I didn't worry about it another day. And Emma Kelly, of course, was born healthy. And so... just like Kid, I got to pay my healthy kid tax every year.
Amen. Yeah,
I feel like we all should. Yeah.
And these kids that are born, families, like I read that Welcome to Holland poem, you know, you have the random parent that's like, oh, woe is me. But I'm telling you, the kids' parents, they look at this as a blessing, that they were blessed with this child, that they were blessed to care and take care of this child, and it's a gift to them. So I just,
the brothers and sisters are so protective.
Oh yeah.
And you don't even come over here and try and stuff to my sibling incorrectly, because they will
very
straighten
protective.
You out. They will straighten you out.
You see nothing but love.
Yeah.
Or when I see a dad holding their kid on the way back from a long day at the park,
mm-hmm.
and just the way they look at their children.
It's beautiful. I wish we have so many listeners say, I want to volunteer to go on the trip. I wish you all could go, but you need to go to kidskids.com. You can see some videos of past trips and see some pictures.
Yeah.
And hopefully while you're there at kidskids.com, you'll either make a donation, buy a t-shirt, buy one of those cool Kid Craddock posters.
Yes.
It was his favorite headshot, and he was so into art. And there's a local artist that took these paint swatches and did this like abstract picture of him. But if you stand back, you can see it's him. It's really cool. So stuff on there you can buy. That money all goes to Kids Kids. There's so many ways to donate.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Again, the phone number to the Southwest Airlines donation hotline, 888-SWA-KIDZ, 888-792-5439. You can also text the word KID, K-I-D-D, to 52000. $10 will be added onto your phone bill.
There you go.
So you don't, you know, it's just there.
Boom.
You could do that up to three times. And like Kelly said, you could go to kidskids.com.
Mm-hmm.
Donate there. You can buy shirts. The mm-hmm. K shirt is my favorite.
We're 10% 10% toward our goal of $1 million.
Yeah.
That's a very lofty goal.
And the
We've
day
never
is
done
young. Raising Cane's
the
hasn't even opened
young.
Its doors yet for people to stop by Raising Cane's to make donations all day long at the register.
Let's do it.
And the best part, you get to see where your money goes throughout this trip. Watch the videos, see the pictures. You can live it, see it, hear it all to yourself.
Do it for Kid.
Do it for Kid. We'll be back.
Today, we need your help to make our biggest ever Kids Kids trip a reality. For a quick way to donate $10 to Kids Kids, simply text KID to 52000. That's K-I-D-D to 52000. If you're wondering how this works, allow me to clear up a few things for you. Message and data rates may apply. All donations must be authorized by the account holder. User must be the age of 18 or older or have parental permission to participate. And by texting YES, the user agrees to the terms and conditions. In the time that I've explained this to you, you could have donated. It's Kids Kids Day on the Kid Craddock Morning Show.